Good evening, gentle listeners. It's often said that when God closes a door, he opens a window. What's less often remarked upon is that what God opens, some numpty will try to slam shut on your fingers at the first opportunity. The New Zealand Herald isn't my go-to source for theological debate and analysis, so colour me ever so slightly bemused to read this in Thursday's edition. Destiny Church has been branded a cult after Brian Tumaki said Jesus did not rise from the dead, but the self-styled bishop says he was quoted out of context. Mark Frankovich, director of Cult Watch, has released audio clips and transcripts of Bishop Tumaki preaching a series of messages to his followers. He says the clips show Bishop Tumaki rejecting the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ 3 days after he was crucified, the core of a Christian faith. God help me, I don't want to defend a vile, sleazy bigot like Tumaki and his profoundly bizarre tele-evangelistic prophet center, but the Herald is guilty of a bigger sin here. It's been a long time since I attended journalism school, but the gospel that got drummed into my head was that every story has to meet the 5W&H test. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. So, who are Cult Watch and Mr. Mark Frankovich? On what basis is Destiny Church being branded a cult? Where is the context for using loaded terms like cult and outside mainstream Christian belief? Why now? And most of all, how is this news? My questions were not answered by an opinion page slapfest between Tumaki and columnist Garth George, who closed his effort by thundering in best pontifical mode. When Destiny Church and its leaders claim to speak for Christians, then Christians need to point out that Brian Tumaki no longer represents Christianity in this country. Well, yes, Garth, neither do you. You wouldn't know this from the New Zealand Herald, but 2,092,601 individuals identified themselves as some form of Christian in the 2006 census. In my own family, they range from mainstream Catholics and Anglicans to Ringatoo, Mormons, and even a couple of Destiny churches. Quote-unquote Christians don't have a uniform position on the bodily resurrection of Christ, or much else. Something I'm sure George himself, who's an evangelical Protestant, would point out if a New Zealand Catholic Bishops Conference ran newspaper columns like the Protestant Reformation never happened. While I find it hard to muster much sympathy, Christian or otherwise, for Brian the Bish and his church, may God save us all from any media outlet setting itself up as a new Inquisition with Garth George as Inquisitor-in-Chief. It's Christological correctness gone mad, I tell you.